Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This program features a 1991 interview with composer Dan Welcher, as well as a chance to hear many of Welcher's songs. All of this is from great songs, as Singing and Other Sins was then known. Dan Welcher, welcome to the studio, Dan.
Thanks, Gary.
Before we get to the songs, I'd like to let the audience know a little bit about you, where you were born, where you did your original studies.
Bio stuff, sure. Before I say anything, though, I must say I've never been introduced as the composer of today's great songs. That's a nice feeling.
Why not?
Capital G, capital S.
Right.
I'm from upstate New York originally. I was born in Rochester. I don't think I feel like giving the date over the air, but I'm somewhere between the age of 30 and death. And I did my education at the Eastman School of Music and the Manhattan School of Music in New York for graduate study. I did 3 years of active duty in the Army during the Vietnam War and was sent to, of all places, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Weird.
Which I did 3 years as a ranger and a bassoon player.
Wonderful.
And then when I got out of the Army, I won an audition and played first bassoon in the Louisville Orchestra for 6 years while teaching theory and composition at the University of Louisville. And then in 1978, I was offered and accepted a position at the University of Texas in Austin. And I've been there ever since, with 1 year off to teach at Eastman as a visiting professor. Oh. I've really been in Texas since 1978. And I came here a year ago in August for a 2-year term of composer in residence with the Honolulu Symphony, funded by Meet the Composer out of New York City.
Wonderful. Well, Louisville must have been the perfect place for a composer in residence, so to speak, at the principal bassoon desk.
Well, it was interesting for me because if I was going to play in any orchestra with my dual interest in performance and composition, it should be that one, because your listeners may know or may not know, the Louisville Orchestra is the premier recording orchestra for new orchestral music in this country. And in 1950, they started their own record company called First Edition Records, which has produced between 6 and 12 records a year since 1950. So all the years I was in the orchestra, I was playing the cutting-edge music that was being produced, orchestral music. And the irony of that is, living in a town like that where there's such a wide audience for it and people really do want a lot of that, to go anywhere else afterwards, it's kind of a struggle to meet people who say, oh, new music, really,
right,
as if it's a bitter pill that has to be swallowed.
Let's hear one of your major songs. This is Abeja Blanca, or White Bee, to the poetry of Pablo Neruda, written for and here performed by Jan de Gaetani, mezzo-soprano, with her husband, English horn player Philip West. Robert Spillman is the pianist. White bee, you buzz drunk with honey in my soul, and circle in slow spirals of smoke. Ah, silent one.
Thank you. Thank you.
an unforgettable recording by Jande Gaetani, mezzo-soprano, with Philip West, English horn, and Robert Spillman, piano, in Dan Welcher's Abeja Blanca, The White Bee, poetry of Pablo Neruda. Let's return to the interview with composer Dan Welcher. Dan, can you tell us something about your set of songs called Vox Femina?
The idea was to write a piece about the feminine condition. Mm-hmm. It was commissioned by Sigma Alpha Iota, which is the professional women's music fraternity. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was because it was their commission I chose to do this. They didn't ask me to. But I just started reading female poetry. And I went one further. I chose poems that were about being a woman, mm-hmm. as well as being written by women. Mm-hmm. So each of the six poems had something to say about a different aspect of being a woman, and also was written by a woman through various stages of history. Mm-hmm. And then from there on, I decided to make the music kind of reflect the spirit of the time of each individual right. poet. So that's what's really striking to most people about the piece.
And can I impose upon you to tell us about the individual poems that make up this cycle?
Sure, and it's not an imposition. Composers love to talk about themselves, as you already know. Vox Femina, which I'm calling a cycle of poems by and about women, consists of six different poems. The first is a poem that's set in ancient Provençal. It's a variety of French, and it, with the last song, makes a processional and a recessional. So there's a frame around the piece, and everything else is set in English. Mm-hmm. The opening, though, is a troubadour song written by the Countess of Dia about 1140 wow. A.D. And in English, the words are, "I thrive on youth and joy, and youth and joy keep me alive." Then it goes with a very odd transition into one of the older songs, which is from the Song of Songs, and one that many people will recognize as a biblical text, although this translation is a little bit more in the vernacular. "Yes, I am black and radiant. O city women watching me, as black as Kedar's goat hair tents or Solomon's fine tapestries." Then the music moves into a rather heightened kind of dramatic music. You'll hear small antique cymbals being hit and a very plain, stark melody in octaves being played, which is a quotation. I should mention at this point that in each of the six songs, there's a quotation from music of that poet's time and place. Mm-hmm. So in the "Yes, I Am Black and Radiant," there is a melody in the flute that sounds a little out of tune because it comes from Sumeria, mm-hmm. from about the same time as the poem, before Christ, and using a scale that would have been used back then. In the next poem, the one that's to follow, which is by Sappho, I've used a fragment of Greek theater music, which is quoted exactly the same. And this is a poem of Sappho. "He is more than a hero. He is a god in my eyes, the man who is allowed to sit beside you. He who listens intimately to the sweet murmur of your voice, the enticing laughter that makes my own heart beat fast. If I meet you suddenly, I can't speak. My tongue is broken. A thin flame runs under my skin, seeing nothing, hearing only my own ears drumming."
Dan, after that song, I know you've set two poems of St. Teresa, a religious and a more secular one. What follows that?
Then we move to the 20th century, early 20th century, with a poem of Anna Akhmatova, very tortured and ultimately suicidal poet of the Stalin years. And this is my favorite poem of the set. She took the story of Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt and tried to explain how the woman might have turned around knowing full well what would happen. Mm-hmm. And it's that understanding of what would have caused her to violate the rules that I think makes this poem special. And this is an excellent, excellent translation by Richard Wilbur, by the way. It's an actual sonnet. In this one, I've used a fragment of Shostakovich, who knew Akhmatova. Mm-hmm. But it's not really even a melody. It's his initials, D, E flat, C, B, which he used in many of his autobiographical pieces for Dmitri Shostakovich, DSCH. The final poem is the one from our own time by a living American poet Annie Dillard, that most people know as a novelist who wrote Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, which won the Pulitzer Prize in the 70s. Wonderful, wonderful writer. And this is a more offhand, casual kind of a poem, so I decided to set it as third stream jazz. Third stream meaning that the melody line is 12-tone serial, but the accompanying harmonies are set rather by ear, so that it makes harmonic sense in an older style, even though the melody itself is 12-tone. And the words are, the poem is called Words to an Organ Grinder's Music. Wake me, Weston, and say when the sun goes down that you love me, and stay at the foot of my bed until morning. I found out later when I wrote to Annie Dillard to get permission to use that poem that Weston is her cat.
I wondered about that when I read it.
Makes it a little different at the foot of her bed. So to round out the cycle, then, I bring back the troubadour song that opened it, and the soprano picks up a tambourine. I should say that all the players double on little percussion instruments.
Many thanks, Dan, for that introduction to Vox Femina. We'll hear Dan Welcher himself conduct the ensemble and Judith Kellogg in this cycle.
The angry glare of Drip with sweat.
Femina, sung by Judith Kellogg, with the Isis Ensemble conducted by the composer and our guest for this special edition of Great Songs, Dan Welcher. What's the next Welcher work we're going to hear, Dan?
This is a piece called Evening Scenes, three poems of James Agee for tenor voice and six instruments. It's a piece that was commissioned by the man you will hear, Paul Sperry. Paul is a professor at the Juilliard School, a very well-known tenor, who specializes in not only contemporary, but songs of all sorts, and also in extremely avant-garde opera. He's one of Stockhausen's favorite singers, strangely enough. He wanted a piece that would feature him in a lyrical way, because most of the music that he had commissioned up to that point was a little more off the wall, a little avant-garde. And so I found these three poems by James Agee, the American writer who wrote Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, mm-hmm. and did a lot of movie criticism for Life magazine. A tragic man who died much too young, but a fine writer, who also wrote the text for the Samuel Barber work, Knoxville Summer of 1915,
right, sure.
which many people remember when I say that as a wonderfully beautiful text.
Sure.
And it was that made me look at Agee to find the text for Paul Sperry's piece. What I did was selected three unrelated poems and put them together to make a connected cycle. The first is called In Memory of My Father. As an aside, when this was premiered in Dallas, Texas, the critic assumed that my father had died and wrote in the newspaper that the piece begins with Welcher's touching farewell to his father, which my father found very interesting, being very much alive. But it was Agee's father that he was speaking about. And the poem is really a fragment of poetry. It's not continuous. And I chose it because I liked the imagery and because it would give me a chance to use some bluesy harmony.
Many thanks, Dan. Let's hear now from Evening Scenes, In Memory of My Father, with Paul Sperry and the Voices of Change Ensemble, conducted by the composer Dan Welcher.
Blacks
Memory of My Father, words of James Agee. The tenor was Paul Sperry, with the Voices of Change ensemble conducted by the composer and the focus of this program of great songs, Dan Welcher. We have time for a portion of a lullaby with the same artists from the same set called Evening Scene.
Great dream. And elsewhere likewise love is dead, elsewhere the speechless sun is held. Wherever children sleep awake, souls are lifted, souls are lifted.
Lullaby from the set of songs by Dan Welcher called Evening Scenes. We are hearing Paul Sperry and the Voices of Change conducted by the composer Dan Welcher. You just heard an encore presentation of my 1991 interview with Dan Welcher and, of course, his wonderful songs from Great Songs as Singing and Other Sins was then known. You can find an archive for many previous programs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.